people have been pulled from the water, with one described as being in a serious condition. A number of vehicles were on the bridge when it came down after being hit by a cargo ship. Brandon Scott is Baltimore's mayor.
This is an unthinkable tragedy. We have to first and foremost pray for all of those who are impacted, those families. Pray for our first responders and thank them, all of them working together.
The High Court's ordered a delay to the extradition of Julian Assange to America on espionage charges. It's ruled the WikiLeaks founder will be allowed to bring an appeal unless the US can provide satisfactory assurances, including that he won't be subject to the death penalty. The charity's warning domestic abuse victims are being failed as figures show a leap in people seeking advice about the legal system. Refuge says calls to its helpline are up 40% in 2 years. Plans to protect victims of domestic abuse and speed up prosecutions is being unveiled today. Kate Brown is the chief Crown prosecutor in the South East.
We've agreed some joint principles. We do understand that the delay in resolving these cases can have a really negative effect.
Two homes belonging to hip-hop star Diddy have been raided as part of an inquiry into claims of sex trafficking. The 54-year-old music moguls previously denied allegations made in a lawsuit, saying accusers are seeking a quick payday. Papa John's says it's closing 43 of its UK outlets because they're underperforming. It's nearly a tenth of the pizza chain's branches. And Britons are apparently being put off booking holidays because of growing fears about bedbugs. Complaints about them have leapt by nearly 300%. That's in the past 2 years. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM. Thanks very much to Chris.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's look at the weather. Light rain and some light winds. Now it's starting to cloud over and should remain dry up until probably about 3 o'clock. And there's a 90% chance of rain for the rest of the afternoon into the evening. And tomorrow's not looking... it's a little bit bright in the morning and then you've probably got about 50% chance of rain from about 12 o'clock for a little bit. So it's a little bit unsure with the weather at the moment.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through to 1. Now, I mentioned before we went to the news about an alligator. I don't like crocodiles, alligators. I think it was from watching a James Bond film when I was little. And I think the man with no hand threw a piece of meat on the... And they were going to try and eat James Bond. And I didn't like it. So that's probably where my phobia... And also, they just, you know... I was going to say lovely animals. I mean, they are just predators, aren't they? That's what they are. Now, the 11-foot gator called Albert was allowed to swim with other people in the water. According to officials, its owner had vowed to fight for his pet's return. So he's keeping an alligator at home as a pet, illegally. And now, it's been homed with... somebody, I don't know what the guy's name is, but it's 1990s it's been there for, and it's been seized by authorities in New York, and it's absolutely huge, 11 foot long, and it was found in a swimming pool. According to the State Department of Environmental Conservation, the homeowner allowed people, including children, to get into the water with the reptile, which had blindness in both eyes and a spine and spinal complications. The owner's license kept the animal expired in 2021. Oh, so if you have a license, you can keep them, meaning it's been kept illegally. Why would you keep one? I just don't understand. It's huge. Why would you let it swim in a swimming pool? Just saying, well, it's, you know, it's safe, it's a pet. You don't even know with dogs they can suddenly turn on you, let alone an alligator. The pets do turn, don't they? Don't know why we keep that. Oh, it's giving me nightmares. Imagine that swimming towards you. Oh, I know what scene it was as well. It was, that affected me, is Oh, no. The one where she's leaning in the water and she's getting a little bit of water in a water tank and it goes, it grabs her by the, grabs the thing round her neck. Oh, no. I think her name's Linda something, isn't it? Okay, let's do it. I cannot think of the film. Australian film with a big knife. Crocodile Dundee. That was it. Linda Kowalski. That was the actress, wasn't it? They were married for a time, I believe. She was leaning over the water to get some, and the crocodile grabbed the strap of the water bottle which she had around her neck and tried to put her in. But then Crocodile Dundee came out with a big knife and away, and it was all sorted. Mm. I didn't like that either. Here's Barbara the Band, or Barbara as they're known, with Moin Frightlight.
Sleeping in late, waking to a sweet smelling Galois face. Breakfast in bed, offers her a glass of German wine. I'm sorry, my dear, it's a little early for me. Apologies, I'm knocking on Bavarian time.
In the evening, she's talking to Dad. Do the Charleston, a funny little time.
I'm Daniel, and I like local radio because it supports local, independent, unsigned artists.
Hey, turn on, kids. This is Ashley from Treat Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward on Eat My Brunch.
Still might get to you. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under-16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
It's a rose to world.
That is the Block Party with the Prayer. Now, if you fancy living by the coast, and you know it can be quite expensive, but you want to stay in Essex, you know, you don't want to go down to Brighton. It's very Hove Brighton, you know, St Ives. Oh, extortionate! But there is a place that you can go to. In Essex, it's the most affordable area, and it's named among the UK's happiest places to live. So where is it? Where is it? Now, it's called home by 150,000, and it's said to be the UK's happiest place to live. And it's a small Essex, it's a small area. It's Clacton-on-Sea. No, really? Really? You sure? Is that what it's saying? Clacton-on-Sea? I think I've been to Clacton before. I can't remember, probably. But yeah, and the house prices, average house prices are $263,000. And that was from January. So that is really good, isn't it? Compared to what you were paying in Brentwood, probably not even get a flat for $263,000 if you're lucky. I don't think you would, though. But so you can be by the sea. And then travel, I don't know where to, you know, to make some money. I'd have a look. That's not bad, is it? A little bit of seaside. Mind you, I quite like Worthing, and down that way is really nice. But again, the house prices. I will be going to Wales again. My sister lives in Brecon, and actually the prices have gone up, but there's some amazing places there. But obviously you're in Brecon and you're miles away. I've got family here. So, I mean, my sister's there, obviously, in Brecon, but I've got the rest of my family and friends sort of Essex-based, which I think I would find really difficult to give up, because there's always things to do, there's always people to see, and a lot of the music stuff I do is Essex, and I would miss that. I just would miss it. Then I'd miss the radio show, I wouldn't be here. Wouldn't be able to do a broadcast. Well, I probably could do a remote broadcast. I could do that every day. If you set yourself up right, of course you can, because people did that over the lockdown. But I don't know, working from home, I don't know, I think I would go around the twist. I like the fact I have to get in the car and drive here and get into the studio and, you know, have guests come in. I think if I was at home all the time, I think I would go around the twist. I don't think I could cope with that, just to be fair. This is a remix. This is the Fisher rework of Bob Marley and the Wailers with Jammin'.
We're jamming, jamming. did last night. Ooh, I'm hating on myself, cause I hate it when I make you cry.
That is a new track by Liam Payne. Really liking that one. And now we've got some brand new music coming up. I did play it for you yesterday. I really love this track. It's by Summer Lee Colson and it's called Sleepy Little Town. Independent music. You can check out all the artists on my Eat My Brunch Facebook page or Instagram page, and all the links to the artists and their socials are right in front of you.
Why am I in a sleepy little town when I don't wanna be sleepy? Painting stars on ceilings that crack to make them a little more dreamy.
Summer Lee Colson with Sleepy Little Town. Hopefully you have a chat with her in the next couple of weeks, sort out an interview.
I'll tell you why.
Imagine that bit, by the way. I could do a song like that. It's a bit annoying though, isn't it? I'd have to put some words to it. Maybe, and other things, otherwise that would be very annoying.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, let's have a look and see what you can get up to on our events guide. Daily Bread Easter Afternoon Tea, Tuesday the 2nd of April at St Peter's Church at Cloughton Way, Hutton, 2 to 4pm. Adults £10, children £7. Booking, though, is essential. Contact the Daily Bread at huttonparish.com or you can telephone. All the details are on our website if you fancy a lovely afternoon tea at the Daily Bread. That looks and sounds like it's going to be yum yum.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Do you know what I thought I was doing? I I could hear this. And I think the, I don't know why, because headphones were turned down, but I could hear myself breathing outside of my headphones. Like, it's horrible, isn't it? It's not attractive. I think I was snoring last night, because my throat's a little bit sore this morning, and I woke up with a little bit of a sore throat. Not like when you get in a cold, didn't feel like that. It felt like I must have been going, making that noise. Oh, well, I'm full of the noises today. but I think it might have been that. I didn't eat late last night. I didn't. I try not to eat. I'm a bit like a gremlin. I try not to eat or be fed after about sort of 7 o'clock in the evening, because otherwise it's no good, especially if it's something like spaghetti bolognese. Some reason I can't tolerate spaghetti bolognese unless it's very low fat. If it's a normal version, it just, yeah, it will suddenly reappear, which is not good. I've had that. If you've never had acid reflux in the middle of the night, it's horrible. I've woken up and you kind of go, and you can't breathe because everything's come up in your throat. It's awful. And you have to drink water and you're trying to get, breathe. It's not good. So I tend not to eat late at night. Or if I go to bed and I've eaten, I have, you know, which does happen, I have to sit propped up in bed. I'm addicted to my games, you see. On my tablet, I've got a couple of games that I play, which are like adventure games. And I play those for maybe an hour or two before I go to sleep. And then sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and start playing them again. They're like search games. So they're like, I can't describe them really. I don't know what you'd say. They're kind of adventure games where you've got to find certain things and go places. And then I've got another one, which is a bit more like moving things around blocks and dropping down and winning prize. Well, you don't win anything. But I like my games like that. I can't really play anything that has a controller anymore because it's really weird. Because I grew up with video games, and because the controller's got a lot more complicated, there was a stage where I just suddenly went, I can't do these games anymore. I still like Lara Croft Tomb Raider games, probably one of my favourites. And if they bring any updated ones out of that, I will have to buy it. I think there might have been, actually. But you just have to know. It's like when you get somebody, normally when I see something coming towards me, or she's got to shoot somebody or get an arrow out, I'm like going, what do I do? And I'm trying to press all the buttons to find out where the arrow is. And by the time I've got to the right page, she's already been, you know, shot or something. But I do love those games. They were so good, and like jumping off the side of a boat, and you know, and then you get the animals, and I think the lions in the first game appeared. It made you scream, and it was amazing, the technology. I haven't used anything with the virtual headset yet, but that'll be something I'd like to try. Although I do get a bit dizzy and trip over my own feet, so maybe not. It's the Jonas Brothers with Summer Baby.
have the world, or something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love we need. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, we got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. You could have silver and gold and everything people may dream of, but if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. It's knowing you got someone, someone who gives you reason, something you know is strong, and with you I see the best thing is free. Yeah, 'cause we got, oh, oh, oh.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look on to the roads. Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine. There are some roadworks on the B185 Kings Road at Hart Street, but not too much traffic. A little bit busy around Wilson's Corner and as you go past Shenfield Station as well. Heading up towards Chelmsford, you've got more or less a clear run. Not many problems there. And if you're heading down towards Lakeside on the M25, it is clear. And coming back in the opposite direction, no issues. Just seen a little bit of roadworks, which I think I've mentioned, the A128. Between Bentley and Fox Hatch, that section looks like it's closed, but there will be diversions in operation. Now, happy 80th birthday to the one and only Diana Ross. Wow. Here she is. This is Love Hangover, a tune that I only discovered here on Phoenix FM. Thought, when did she release this? Must be new. I think it's 1974. Better late than never, but it's always fresh to somebody's ears the first time you hear music. Check it out.
If there's a cure for this, I don't want it, I don't want it. If there's a remedy, I'll run from it, from it. Think about it all the time. Never let it out of my mind, cause I love you. I've got the sweetest hangover. I don't wanna get over. Sweetest hangover. Yeah. I don't wanna get over. I don't wanna get over.
That song was from 1976, and that is Diana Ross. Just heard then a little story, actually. If you're selling stuff on, you know, you have to be careful where you sell stuff. But there's actually a little story that's come up on, somebody's mentioned it to me on TikTok. If you're selling studio equipment, things like microphones or amps and things like this, a woman actually put two microphones up for sale on the one that begins with E, and the said they weren't working. And they were worth about £5,000 each, but for two of them, she got £2,500, but she said they're not working. And then she shipped them off, and then the guy paid £2,500, and then he said they were no good. And he shipped them back. eBay gave him back the £2,500, and when she opened the box with the microphones, he'd taken out all the parts. And eBay have sided with him. So it's very, you got to be, a lot of people are saying that eBay, quite a lot of the time, they're siding with the purchaser. Things like that are quite difficult to sort out, but he got his money back, and obviously she got the money taken off, and she's got two useless microphones. So it's a little bit, you have to be so careful. How awful, though. I mean, I sold something, and it was worth about £250. This is only about 4 months ago, and posted it off through the post office, did everything properly, got lost, and then because it was second hand, I couldn't claim £250 back. I could only get £60 back from the post office because it just disappeared in their system. Again, I should have sent it a different way, but it was tracked, but it just disappeared. That's my own fault because I didn't insure it for enough, but I wasn't expecting it to sort of, and it wasn't heavy or anything like that, just suddenly disappeared. It's so annoying. Here's Ollie Alexander. This is Dizzy.
There's a place where we break the line. Make it a circle redefined. Beautiful gardens, eternal flowers. Know the way, so take me there. Won't you make me dizzy from your kisses? Will you take my hand and spin me round and round until the moment never ends? Make me dizzy from your kisses. Will you take my hand and spin me?
absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.